I was married from wrong, and I'll die in
America. Seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday night missing persons broadcast with your hosts, myself, and General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby, and our Major, Lorna Munson. Welcome. Be sure to check out our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in the time of need. So by all means, please purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in the time of need. Check us out on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. And yes, folks, we are not a militia. We are a humanitarian American patriot group. So get it straight. We also have a YouTube channel. Hop over there and do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities. Scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we also have a chat room that is also live during the Total Broadcast. So if you're a little leery about calling in, go into our chat room and help us out here. But the number to call to participate is area code 914-205-5773. Now allow me to bring in your co-host, my major pain in my ass, Lorna Munson.
And I've been a major pain in the ass today. Yeah.
Oh, it's all par for the course.
What's that?
It's all par for the course.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, with my grandchildren being threatened of tonight would be a good night for anybody to call in and talk about stuff like that, threatening messages or verbally to little kids 15 years old on down. And I swear to God, if one hair on one of my grandkids get touched, there will be hell to pay.
Yes, and that's a very good topic also. Because along with the missing, trafficked, endangered, and murdered children, we don't play that game.
Oh, hell no. Absolutely not.
But as we all always say here too, if you know something, say something. And if you see any of our missing flyers, spread them out all over every platform, no matter where you're at.
And I'm still fit to be tied. I'm about ready to jump in my truck and head back to Wisconsin right now. And it's normally a 14-hour drive, and I guarantee you I'd make it in 10.
Sure. Sure. So anybody listening right now, if you're in a similar situation, let us know. Because as I told Lorna earlier today, I got her six, always will have. She's my family.
Yep. I know the people, well, you're not here where I'm at, but I know who's got my six and who doesn't and who's all talk and who isn't.
Yep. And that's the big part of everything. You have to have somebody six, and they have to trust you and vice versa.
Yep. You're one of them, and there's two back home that I would, they would have my back in a heartbeat.
Oh, wow. You,
probably more than that, but two that comes right off to my head.
I bet you just hurt John's feelings.
Oh, well, he didn't come to Wisconsin with you.
No, he didn't. But you saying that, I'm sure he's going to jump in and chime in later.
Uh-oh. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of nothing, except for snakes. And I'm talking about the slithery ones on the ground.
Should be
not
more afraid of the two-legged ones.
No, I've gotten to some big people's face, boy. Little 5 foot, 100-pound me into a 6'5". 300 pounds. Yeah. Oh,
but that's what I'm.
Look like dangerously.
Huh? But that's what I'm saying. A person has more over you than what a little tiny old snake does.
Yep. Yep, true story. My nerves are just not good right now.
Yes, I know that.
And yes, the cops are involved. I'm just saying that now. so don't think I'm going to take matters into my own hands unless I absolutely have to.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But it's kind of hard to do anything 14 hours away.
True. But the phone works quicker.
Yeah. Yep, and I was on it like flies on shit. I thought it was kind of weird that the message that my daughter gave me. Always, that's another point. Always, always follow your gut feeling. I couldn't sleep last night after the message you sent to me.
Exactly. That's and that's what I always preach to everybody. Go with your
mm-hmm.
gut feeling. It'll never
yep,
lie
and it was gnawing at me all morning this morning, and I finally had to break down and call. And sure shit, there's shit going on. And it really fucking sucks because the kid that threatened my grandkids, and I'm not talking one grandkid, I'm talking about all 10 of them or 9 of them. That kid was like one of my kids. He grew up with my son. I treated him like one of my kids. He still calls me Ma.
Well,
and that's what I'm dealing with.
And it's like I said, you know, the minute that people start talking about demons and whatnot.
Yeah, the demons, how did she say that? The demons aren't happy right now, and they're not going to be happy until all 15 of you are hanging.
Right. And that's the whole point of that message is that, you know, like I told you earlier, that's somebody that's psychotic and they're at their breaking point.
And I'm going to burn the camper down with kids in it, and I'm going to stab you all.
Yep. That's somebody that's either schizophrenic or it's finally coming out because due to alcohol advancing it.
Yep, he is a drunk. I seen that when my son was living with me and he was at the house all the time. He was drunk constantly. And it wasn't any specific. He didn't have a favorite kind of drink of any. He would drink whatever he got his hands on. It didn't matter. And it was usually hard liquor or those flavored drinks in the can. And I tell
and
you one thing
I'm
right
saying.
Now. I'm telling you right now, I am so fucking sick and tired of drunks. And I am so fucking sick and tired of meth heads and drug addicts. Oh, my God. I'm fed up over my head, which that's not very far off the ground, but as far as I can reach.
Sure. And that's the other thing. You don't know what else he's doing.
Right.
But just any psychologist out there would say, just hearing what you discussed is somebody that's in a downward spiral, especially when they bring demons into the conversation.
Right. Yeah, when she told me that, that's when the goosebumps started going on my arms.
Right. And that's, like I said, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychologist, but everything that I've seen and everything I myself have been through, it always goes back to whenever they bring demons into the conversation, or and especially the threats. You can't take it lightly.
No. Nope. And my son don't see it that way, nor do the kids, my kids' father, my ex-husband. They don't see an issue with it. Well, I have an issue with it, and I will deal with it.
Right. But, you know, like I said, you add alcohol to it, and God knows what else this kid's doing. It's especially with the way that he said how he was going to do things.
Yeah. Well, I thought I had it nipped in the bud when he, when I still lived in Wisconsin, and I overheard him threatening my 5-year-old granddaughter twins, threatening to break every finger on their hand. And I got in his face over it. And then he calmed down. He didn't really say too much to the kids after that. Not that I could hear. He didn't do it in my earshot anyway.
Right. But that's obviously somebody that is not stable.
No, because he doesn't say it loudly. He's not yelling and screaming it. He just would say it like in a nonchalant tone of voice, like me and you were talking right now. Just looking at him, I'm going to break every finger in your hand. Very calmly. And that's, you know, I remember saying that to my kids if, I can't remember what they got into. I never said I'd break their fingers either. I remember just saying, I'm going to smack your fingers. If you touch that again, that's probably a store thing. But I never threatened to break them. And I never, ever, ever called my kids a retard.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's, you know, it's out of the norm. So anybody that's listening right now, if you have a similar situation, reach out. Talk to one of us.
Yep.
Cause
maybe you guys can tell me something, or maybe I can tell you something. And
exactly.
Figure it out.
And like I said, you know, it's one thing to threaten an adult, but in my eyes, when all you talk about is kids, you obviously you've done something either in your past or right now.
Right. Yeah, because he's 30 years old, and I believe it was, I don't know which episode happened on Saturday. And I did ask her when it happened. I thought it happened yesterday, but it happened on Saturday. Sitting there playing with a knife in hand, and telling 15-year-olds that he's going to stab them.
Right. And that's, like I said, that's a red flag right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and the kids, they got up and they left the house, thank God. And then when their parents got home, then they told them what happened. And it wasn't even my grandkids. There was one of my grandkids' friends there, too. So, and that one was recording it.
Right. But that's what I'm saying, to let everybody know that listens or downloads this episode needs to realize, you know, what's going on in people's minds.
Yep.
And then you got to ask yourself the question, do you really know this person? Because they hide behind so many gray walls and they keep it inside and then they start to spurt it out at different intervals. And when you add alcohol or whatever he's doing on top of the fact, that's a red flag.
Yep.
So let's get into our first case tonight.
All right.
Please help find Lamira Myra Gaddis. Last seen on May 4th, 2022. 5'4", 90 to 96 pounds. 13 years old. Brown eyes, brownish black hair. Very noticeable burn mark on her right thigh. Last seen wearing a white shirt with flowers on it and blue pants. She was taken by a Hispanic male who goes by the nickname Nemo. He is 5'5", 120 pounds, 17 years old. The young man has ties to Texas. They are believed to be traveling to Texas. I don't know where this came from. I'm looking. They don't have much of where she was taken from. But you can contact, help bring Lamira Gaddis home. If you have information, please contact 405-862-0955 or report to your nearest police department.
All right, I've got Sheila Langford. She's black, 35 years old, 5'6", got black hair, female, 145 pounds, brown eyes. Sheila left her residence to go to a doctor's appointment and did not return home. She was last seen wearing a black windbreaker, gray shirt, jeans, and black gym shoes. Missing from the 4200 block of Stewart event in Detroit, Michigan's 10th precinct. Any information, call 313-596-1040 or 911.
Which brings us to the next case from Orlando, Florida. Samaria Patterson, age 14, missing since May 2nd, 2022. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 115 pounds. Anyone having information should contact the Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida at 1-407-836-4357. And from her picture, she has dreads, shoulder length, with a couple of the dreads dyed purple.
Yeah. Oh, you're not done yet.
No, I'm done.
Oh, no phone number?
What's that?
Oh, Jerry, did you already give the phone number?
Yeah, I gave the phone number. It's Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida at 1-407-836-4357.
I'm a doll head tonight. You're just going to have to deal with it.
What makes tonight any different than any other night?
Usually I'm on my game, but my mind is elsewhere right now.
No, and I totally understand.
Yeah. Okay, which brings us to Chicago, Illinois. Camilla Crump, 16 years old. Missing since February 22nd, 22. He's female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 145 pounds. Associated Children, Jeremiah Crump, missing since February 22nd, 2022. Missing from Chicago, Illinois. Wow. And he's now 15 years old. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Out of the same family?
Right. Is there more
okay.
info?
Huh?
Is
nope,
there
that's
more
all
info?
It had. Did I give a phone number?
No.
Okay, phone number is 1-800-843-5678, Chicago Police Department. In Illinois, or 312-747-5789. Boy, see, I don't need drugs or alcohol. I screw things up. I just find out my own.
Norfolk, Virginia. Or as us Taylors say, no fuck. Missing since February 8th, 2022, black male, black hair, hazel eyes, 6'0", 150 pounds, and his name is Darian Warren, age 15. He may still be in the local area. Anyone having information should contact Norfolk Police Department in Virginia at 1-757-441-5610. He has a piercing in his right ear. I can't see the left side, but he does have a
You still there?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded like it clicked and cut you off. All right. Paradise, Michigan. Christopher Charles Halix, H-A-L-L-A-X-S. It's a cold case. He's been missing since March 17th, 2004. Classification, he's lost. Injured, missing. He's male, white. Date of birth is 6/5/1973. He would have been 30 years old when he went missing. He's 48 now. He's 6'1", 185. He had a dark colored, possibly green, long sleeve flannel button down shirt, a dark microfiber camouflage print pullover windbreaker jacket with a detachable hood, blue and white striped boxer shorts, light-colored wind pants with multiple pockets, possibly with zip-off legs, white mid-calf wool socks, size 12.5 or 13, black rubber boots with nylon drawstring cuffs or brown leather hiking boots with tall black nylon gaiters, a tan or green 1-inch wide belt with a plastic buckle, a wide-brimmed dark brown or green wool felt hat, and possibly a braided link copper bracelet on his right wrist. The Caucasian male, brown hair, blue eyes, he has a brown beard and mustache. His hair is thinning on top and along the sides. He is nearsighted and wears contact lenses. Halex's nicknames are Chris or Shadow Strider. Halex was last seen at a BP gas station in Paradise, Michigan. He purchased a soda and snack foods and told the clerk he was going camping. He was never heard from again. An extensive search of the area turned up no signs of Halex, only his snowshoe tracks leading for miles into a thick, tangled swamp. Halex is an avid hiker and outdoorsman who frequently traveled alone and off-trail in the northern woods, particularly Lake Superior State Forest, and enjoys solitude. He traveled light and could live off the land when his provisions run low. He kept caches of supplies and equipment in various locations, and he has been known to create well-camouflaged encampments with full lean-tos in remote areas of the woods. At the time of his disappearance, Halex may have been carrying the following items: a bandless watch attached to his belt with cord, wooden Alaskan-style 56-inch Iverson snowshoes, and with neoprene laces, an olive-colored nylon backpack with shoulder straps, two or three keys on a leather lanyard, a USB drive on a leather lanyard around his neck, and a pocket knife, a silver Gerber multi-tool in a black nylon pouch, a Bowie knife in a stiff black nylon sheath with a snapped retention strap, and a wide nylon strap around his lower thigh. A high-quality compass. Strike anywhere kitchen matches in a black film canister, a plastic disposal butane lighter, a flint striker, homemade fire starters made of wax-covered cardboard, a homemade whistle made from copper tubing, a candle, an aluminum AAA battery LED light on a leather lanyard around his neck, a homemade 7 to 8 foot walking stick made of debarked and polished wood, various small waterproof snap closure plastic boxes, one or two aluminum carabiners on the belt loops on the front of his pants. Halex was born in Battle Creek, Michigan. He graduated from Bellevue Community Schools in Bellevue, Michigan, then attended Lake Superior State University in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. He never married and worked at a variety of jobs over his life, preferring the night shift. Some people theorize Halex may still be alive and hiding in the woods. His case remains unsolved. Investigating agency, Michigan State Police, Newberry Post, 906-293-5192. And that's all I got.
San Antonio, Texas. Yvette Williams, age 15, missing since May 3rd, 2022. She's biracial, black and Hispanic, female, 15 years old, black hair, brown eyes, 5'1", weighs 120 pounds. Now, in both of her pictures, she's wearing glasses and has ear piercings. Anyone have any information should contact the Bexar County Sheriff's Office in Texas at 1-210-335-6000.
View Burgess, missing from Peebles area, last seen on 5-7-22. Unknown clothing description, and they don't give any information at all. But his picture shows he's got brown hair, sides of his head shaved, but he's got kind of wavy hair on top. I can't really tell what nationality he is. He's dark-complected. It looks like he's got brown eyes. Any information, call Adams County Sheriff's Department at 937-544-2314, option 1.
Matthews, North Carolina. Carissa Curry, age 13, missing since April 18th, 2022. Black female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 155 pounds. Carissa may still be in the local area, or she may travel to Clayton or Henderson, North Carolina, or Virginia. Now, this girl has a poof on top of her head and two single braids, shoulder length, on the front of her hair. Anyone have any information should contact the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department in North Carolina at 1-704-336-76000.
Mukwonago, Wisconsin. Juan Gutierrez Hayden, 16 years old, missing since April 27th, 22. He's biracial. He's got black hair, brown eyes, 5'11", 130 pounds. He is Hispanic and white. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Department in Wisconsin, or 262-446-5070.
I have a cold case. Aurora, Colorado. Lashea Stein, age 20, she would be 22 right now. Missing since July 15, 2016. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 150 pounds. Lashea's photo is shown age progressed to 19 years. She was last seen on July 15, 2016. Lashea may travel to Missouri, Kansas, New Mexico, or Arizona. She may wear a wig. Lashea may have experienced a weight loss since the missing date. Now, in her two pictures, her hair is short, and she wears hoop earrings in both ears. Anyone with any information should contact the Aurora Police Department in Colorado at 1-303-627-3100.
Missing 705 days. Michael McKinney, last seen on 5/22/20 in Hamilton. His car was located at Houston Woods on 5/25/20, his cell phone and other personal items. He's 5'8", 140 pounds, two full sleeves of tattoos, short brown hair, red beard. Any information regarding Michael or has seen him, contact Ohio Department Detective Matthew Cruz at 513-734-2730 at extension 236. Fairfield Township Detectives, 513-785-4176. Private Investigator John Thane, 937-974-6026. Michael is deeply loved and they want him back home.
Richmond, Virginia. Queon's Champion, age 15, She also goes by the known alias as Kiki. She's been missing since May 1st, 2022. She's a biracial female. She's black and white. She's light-skinned. Black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 150 pounds. In her pictures, her hair is shoulder length and very, very curly. I don't see any other markings, and they don't list any other. But anyone with any information should contact the Henrico County Sheriff's Office in Virginia at 1-804-501-5860.
Indianapolis, Indiana, Zarina Bryant, 14 years old, missing since May 6, 2022. Female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 187 pounds. She may be in the company of an adult male. Anyone with information, call 1-800-843-5678, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in Indiana, or 317-327-3811. And in her picture, she's wearing glasses.
Atlanta, Georgia. Vivian Morgan, age 17, missing since April 26, 2022. Hispanic female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 175 pounds. Now, in her picture, she does wear glasses, and she has both ears pierced. Shoulder-length hair. Anyone having information should contact the Sandy Springs Police Department in Georgia at 1-770-551-6900.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. Dominic Mueller, 17 years old, missing since April 26, 2022. He's male, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'10", 165 pounds. In his picture, he's got a little bit of gruff on his upper lip and chin. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Fort Wayne Police Department in Indiana, or 268-427-1222.
Lancaster, California, Maya Manuel, age 17. She's been missing since November 28, 2021. Black female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 140 pounds. Anyone having information should contact the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office in California at 1-661-948-8466.
Uriah Mosiah, U-R-I-A-H, M-O-S-S-E-A-U-X, 13-year-old male from Rapid City, South Dakota, missing since May 5th, 2022. And there is literally no description, but he looks to be Native American, and it looks like his hair is pretty well shaved. Any information, call 605-394-4131.
Tempe, Arizona. Isabel Tapia, age 17, missing since June 21st, 2021. Age 17, Hispanic female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'0", 100 pounds. It says, Isabel may still be in the local area. Anyone having information should contact the Tempe Police Department in Arizona at 1-480-350-8311.
Dayton, Ohio. Lucas Lopez Hernandez, 11 years old, missing since May 24th, 2022, male, Hispanic, black hair, brown eyes, 3'7", 72 pounds. He may be in the company of an adult male. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in Ohio, or 937-225-4357.
Juanago, I hope I said that right, in Wisconsin. Juan Gutierrez Haddon, age 16, missing since April 27, 2022. Biracial, he's Hispanic and white, male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'11", 130 pounds. He may travel to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Anyone having information should contact the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department in Wisconsin at 1-262-446-5070.
Ryan Hendricks Burton, black, 15 years old, 5 feet, black hair, female, 80 to 100 pounds, brown eyes. She left her residence without permission and failed to return home. She is probably with her sister, Rainey. She was last seen wearing a white shirt and black pants, missing from the 23,000 block of Pembroke. From Detroit, Michigan's 18th precinct. Any information, call 313-596-5840 or 911.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Phoenix Kinney, age 13, missing since April 24th, 2022. Black female. Black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 120 pounds. She does have piercings in both ears. She has a bun on top of her head and curly hair in the front. Anyone having information should contact the Coleraine Township Police Department in Ohio at 1-513-321-2677.
Youngstown, Ohio. Rihanna Peters, 14 years old, missing since May 27, 22. Female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 135 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Youngstown Police Department in Ohio, or 330-747-7911.
Mesa, Arizona. Jaden Mitchell, age 16, missing since January 13th, 2022. He's a white male. Brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7", weighs 120 pounds. Anyone having information should contact the Mesa Police Department in Arizona at 1-480-644-2211.
Let's see. Missing Vanessa Kriaris, K-R-I-A-R-I-S, possibly in Lockport or Gillette, Illinois area. Her date is July 13th, 1982. Brown hair, if not dyed. Brown eyes, last seen driving a silver Ford Escape 2017 to 2019 with Illinois plates. Missing somewhere between March 28th and April 1st, 2022 from Raleigh, Brook Lane, Gorville, Illinois. Any information, call 815-577-6868.
Indianapolis, Indiana, Zyrina Bryant, age 14, missing since May 6, 2022. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 187 pounds. She may be in company of an adult male. She wears glasses. Her hair is short on top, and she pictures she's wearing a headband. Anyone having information should contact the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in Indiana at 1-317-327-3811.
Rainy, oh, I did this one. Rainy Hendricks Burton. Yeah, I just did that one. Okay, next. Marion, Illinois. Harmony Montgomery, 15 years old. Missing since March 18th, 2022. Female, black. She's black. Brown hair, brown eyes, 5 feet, 110 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Mount Vernon Police Department in Illinois, or 618-242-2131.
Dayton, Ohio. Lucas Lopez Hernandez, age 11, missing since April 24, 2022. Hispanic male, black hair, brown eyes, 3'7", 72 pounds. Lucas may be in the company of an adult male. Anyone having information should contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in Ohio at 1-937-225-4357.
Missing juvenile from Normal, Illinois. She's a black female, 16 years old, brown eyes, black hair. Her name is Lania Buckman, or Buchanan. Missing, I don't know if that's her date of birth, or... but 9/20/05. She was last seen wearing an all-black Nike jogging suit with multicolored Crocs. Any information, call Normal Police Department at 309-454-9535. These guys got to get up on the game. They don't do very good on their descriptions.
Right. Parkersburg, West Virginia. James Chrislip. Age 17, missing since February 5th, 2022. White male, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'9", 128 pounds. Anyone having information should contact the Parkersburg Police Department in West Virginia at 1-304-424-8444.
Chicago, Illinois, Ernisha Shields, 18 years old, This is 9/16/2019. The female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 110 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Chicago Police Department in Illinois, or 312-747-5789.
Prescott Valley, Arizona. Onum Conyers, age 15, missing since October 16, 2021. White female, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'0". Weight is 94 pounds. Both of her photos are shown. She may travel to California. Onum may dye her hair because in one of the pictures, it's half side is blonde and the other side is either purple or pink. Anyone having information should contact the Prescott Valley Police Department in Arizona at 1-928-772-9267.
Detroit, Michigan. Bianca Jones, 12 years old. I believe she... it's a cold case. I don't remember. Let's see. It doesn't say how old she was when she went missing. She's been missing since December 2nd, 2011 from Detroit, Michigan. She's 12 years old now. She's female, black hair, brown eyes. She was 2.5 feet tall when she went missing and 25 pounds. She was last seen wearing a pink shirt, pink tights, and a purple jacket. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Detroit Police Department in Michigan, or 313-596-2170.
Youngstown, Ohio. Rihanna Peters, age 14, missing since April 27, 2022. White female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 135 pounds. She does have what appears to be like a boy's haircut in the front with a little bit long in the back. Anyone have any information to contact the Youngstown Police Department in Ohio at 1-330-747-7911.
Dearborn, Michigan, Shekiah Porter Jones, 16 years old, missing since January 19th, 2022. Female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 190 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Dearborn Police Department in Michigan, or 313-943-2241.
Spartansburg, Pennsylvania. Destiny Hogue, age 16. Missing since April 29th, 2022. Black female. She is light skin. Black hair. Brown eyes. 6 foot. Weighs 110 pounds. She does have braids going down both sides of the front of her hair. Anyone having information should contact the Union City Police Department in Pennsylvania at 1-814-868-7911.
Bloomfield, Michigan. Amanda Adlea. She's 20 years old now. She's been missing since December 26, 2008. Her birth date was September 3rd, 2001. So she was taken when she was, what, 7 years old? She's female, white, blonde hair, blue eyes. She was 3 feet, 8 inches and 50 pounds when she went missing. She was allegedly abducted by her father, Victor Adlai, and FBI unlawful flight to avoid prosecution warrant was issued for Victor on February 24, 2009. They may travel to Russia. Victor may wear glasses. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. The Federal Bureau of Investigations in Detroit, Michigan, or 313-965-2323. Now, there's a good example of overseas bullshit.
Yes. Most definitely. Oxon Hill, Maryland. Janiyah Stuckey, age 17, missing since May 2nd, 2022. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 100 pounds. The juvenile is missing from the Oxon Hill area of Prince George's County, Maryland. Janiyah was last seen wearing an unknown color hoodie, sweatshirt, gray shorts, and carrying a beige bag. In her picture, she has long braids in her hair and those fake eyelashes. Also has, looks to be two, or actually no, she's got the left side of her nostril pierced and her septum pierced. Anyone having information should contact the Prince George's County Police at 301-699-2601 or 911.
Adrian, Michigan. Damia Bell, 15 years old, missing since March 24th, 2022. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 140 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. The Lenawee County Sheriff's Office in Michigan, 517-263-0524.
Glendale, Arizona, Rhea Jeffers, age 16, missing since March 18, 2021. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 150 pounds. She may still be in Arizona or may travel to Texas. She has long shoulder-length hair. Anyone having information should contact the Glendale Police Department in Arizona at 1-623-930-3000.
Anakin Terrell Williams. She's black, 14 years old, 5'7", short black hair, or he, I should say. He's a male, 120 pounds, brown eyes. Anakin left his residence without permission and failed to return home and is unknown what he was wearing when he left the location. Missing from the 4200 block of Audubon in Detroit, Michigan's 5th Precinct. Any information, call 313-596-5540 or 911.
Chicago, Illinois. Jemiah Crump, age 16, missing since February 22, 2022. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 145 pounds. Now, this is apparently brother and sister that went missing together, because along with it, it says Jeremiah and Kamiya were last seen on February 22nd, 2022. Associated, children, Jeremiah Crump, missing since February 22nd, 2022, from Chicago, Illinois, age now 15. Now, she has glasses. They're not showing a picture of him. She has long hair, but both sides have streams of either purple or pink. Anyone having information should contact the Chicago Police Department in Illinois at 1-312-747-5789.
Torian Odin, black, 15'6", his hair is in dreadlocks, and it looks like short dreadlocks pretty much on top of his head. Male, 210 pounds, brown eyes. Left his residence without permission and failed to return home. He was last seen wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, black pants, black shoes, and carrying a red backpack. Missing from the 15,800 block of Washburn in the Detroit, Michigan's 12th Precinct. Any information, call 313-596-1240 and call 911.
Reno, Nevada. Jonas Matisse, age 16, missing since March 20th, 2020. White male, brown hair, hazel eyes, 6'2", 175 pounds. He may still be in the local area. Anyone having information should contact the Reno Police Department in Nevada at 1-775-334-2121.
Aliyah Earforth, 17 years old, missing from Traverse City, Michigan, missing since 4-26-2022. She's white, 5'5", 170 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair. Her hair is dyed purple and last seen. She may have a bull ring in her nose. She changes her hair color frequently, wears wigs, and wears makeup. May travel out of state of Michigan, possibly to Ohio or Iowa. Aliyah has mental health issues, and she may be with her biological mom. Any information, call Michigan State Police at 213-779-6040 or 1-800-824-7053.
Okay, just allow me to say
advertisement.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got to go find that golden ticket boy. I hear him.
For those of you new just tuning in or just catching on to our broadcast tonight, please be sure to check out our website by typing in the search box, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. Be sure to subscribe. Also, check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defender 7. And before you decide to click that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate in everything we do here in the Defender 7. We also have a YouTube channel. Hop over there and hit that subscribe button for us. Also, I forgot to say that on our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. It's the only way possible that we can do what we do here is through donations or purchases from our store. So help us to help you and your communities in a time of need. We are also on MeWe. If you click on communities and scroll down, Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. By all means, check us out, join us, and help us. And just like for tonight's broadcast that we're doing here for our Missing Worldwide, which the Defender 7 fully supports, if you like to call in and participate, dial 914-205-5773. If you don't want to talk on the radio, we also have a Blog Talk chat room below that is also live throughout the broadcast. So by all means, check us out, help us out, help us find the missing, and as always, share all missing persons' flyers. Now back to you, Lorna.
Lima, Ohio. Levon Buckley, 15 years old, missing since 9/30/21. A male, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 185 pounds. May still be in the local area. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Allen County Sheriff's Office in Ohio, or 419-227-3535.
Scottsdale, Arizona. William McAnally, age 16, missing since March 2nd, 2022. White male, sandy color hair, blue eyes, 5'8", 220 pounds. He does have a little bit of acne on his cheeks and chin. Anyone having information should contact the Scottsdale Police Department in Arizona at 1-480-312-5000.
Still missing in Euclid, Ohio, Gazelle Gibson, 10 years old, missing since June 29, 2021. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5 feet, 95 pounds. She may be in the company of her mother. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Euclid Police Department in Ohio, or 216-731-1234.
5678.
How did I know?
Glendale, Arizona. Zakaya Hunter, age 17, missing since June 14, 2021. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 130 pounds. Now, in both pictures, she's a light-skinned black girl. Black female, I'm sorry. Her hair is shoulder length. and it's straight. Anyone having information should contact the Glendale Police Department in Arizona at 1-623-930-3000.
Marvin Hampton, black, 64 years old, 5'7", he's bald, male, 190 pounds, brown eyes. Marvin left his residence driving his red Chevy Avalanche and did not return home. His family is concerned for his well-being. Missing from the 19,700 block of Littlefield in Detroit, Michigan's 12th precinct at 313-596-1240 or 911.
Marion, Illinois. Harmony Montgomery, age 15. Missing since March 18, 2022. Black female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5 foot, 110 pounds. From her pictures, she seems to have shoulder-length straight hair. Anyone having information should contact the Mount Vernon Police Department in Illinois at 1-618-242-2131.
Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm not even going to try to say this name, A-A-B-I-Y-O-N-A. Scott, 14 years old, missing since January 20th, 2022. 14 years old, female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 95 pounds. She may use the date of birth of 6/23/2007. I don't get why she would use a different birth date. Her birth date is June 26, 2007. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in Indiana, or 317-327-3811.
Mesa, Arizona. Liliana Fontes, age 15. Missing since December 13, 2021. Hispanic female, brown hair, green eyes, 5 foot, 130 pounds. She may be in the company of an adult female. They may still be in the local area, or they may travel to other cities in Arizona. The only thing I see in her pictures is that she has pierced ears. Anyone having information should contact the Mesa Police Department in Arizona at 1-480-644-2211.
Alexis Patterson, missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Missing since May 3rd, 2002. Her birth date's April 4th, 1995. Current age is 27. Age of incident, 7 years old. Alexa Patterson, it's not going to let me read. Oh, I don't, you know, there we go. Alexa Patterson was born on April 4th, 1995 to Ayana Patterson and Kenya Campbell in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But she lived with her mom in Larone, Burgess at the time of her disappearance. Alexis is a bubbly 7-year-old who loves the color pink and roller skating. Her photos from the year showcase her toothy grin smile, or her toothy grin and funky spirit. She had perfect attendance in her first grade class at High Mount Boulevard School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Alexis was affectionately called Lexi or Pie, and loved by family and friends. On May 3rd, 2002, LaRon walked Alexis to school where he watched across the crosswalk toward the playground. Afterwards, she turned around for home. According to school officials, Alexis never went to class that day, though she was spotted looking visibly upset in the playground before and after school. LaRon and Ayanna were not notified she wasn't in class until after dismissal. Ayanna's mother speculated that perhaps Alexis was upset because she wasn't able to bring cupcakes to school to snack that day. Because she hadn't completed her homework assignment, her mother had, that would be the consequence. And Alexa was pretty upset about it. Police are called and arrived at the school within an hour with an extensive search on the surrounding area commences. Some of Alexa's classmates told police that they had seen a red truck parked near the school for most of the week before her disappearance. The truck never dropped anyone off or picked anyone up, and it disappeared after Alexis vanished, never to be seen again. It has not been identified and is not, and it is unknown if it is connected to her case. Alexa's father, Kenya Campbell, was in prison at the time of her disappearance and was released shortly after Alexis went missing. He cooperated with the police and was not thought to be involved in Alexis' disappearance in any way. LaRon and Ayanna were also questioned, and they fully cooperated with investigators. LaRon failed a polygraph and was charged in an unrelated crime. He has a criminal history as well, but investigators do not believe he has anything to do with the case. Foul play has always been suspected in Alexis' case. Her disappearance remains unsolved. Alexis was 7 years old, 3'8", and approximately 42 pounds at the time of her disappearance. She was wearing a light blue blouse and a blue shirt with horizontal stripes. She was also wearing a hooded red nylon pullover jacket with a gray stripe down on each arm. Alexis was wearing light blue colored jeans and a blue and white Nike high top sneaker and wore sunflowers shaped earrings with gold posts as she carried a pink Barbie backpack. At the time of her disappearance, Alexis had shoulder-length black hair, which at the time was pulled back into two French braids, pulled together into a ponytail. As far as distinctive features, Alexis had a scar under her right eye, a mole under her left eye, and a bump on her left pinky finger. And no phone numbers. So call the Milwaukee Police Department or 911.
Hampton, Virginia. Kamani Savage, age 17, missing since May 3rd, 2022. The Hampton Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing 17-year-old juvenile. Kamani Savage was last seen on May 3rd, 2022 in Hampton, Virginia. Kamani was last seen wearing black, white, and pink pajamas with possibly a black or purple hoodie. She has a nose ring, pink belly button ring, and a birthmark on the left side of her chin. If you have any information on Kamani's whereabouts, you are asked to contact the Hampton Police Department at 757-727-6111.
Gary, Indiana, July 25th, 2015, 21 years old at the time of disappearance, 4'8", 238 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. African female, Diamond's physical condition causes her to walk with a limp due to a bowed leg, and she will often walk with one arm in a bent position. Diamond has a very obvious dental appearance with misaligned teeth. At the time of her disappearance, 21-year-old Diamond was residing with her father and stepmother in Gary, Indiana. On the morning of July 25th, 2015, Diamond Bynum, her stepmother, and Diamond's two-year-old nephew King Walker took a nap between 9 and 10 a.m. When Diamond's stepmother woke up around 11 a.m., both Diamond and the 2-year-old King were nowhere to be found. Diamond is diagnosed with Prader-Willi syndrome, which is a which results in a delayed development and constant food cravings. Diamond has the mental capacity of a 7-year-old child and cannot fend for herself or 2-year-old King Walker. No tips or leads. I don't understand why they didn't put a description of the 2-year-old.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
If you have any information, call 910-343-1131 or the 24-hour tip line at 910-232-1687. And that's all I got.
Okay, I got a cold case. Chicago, Illinois. Renisha Shields, age 18. Missing since September 16, 2019. She'd be 18 right now. Black female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 110 pounds. In the most recent picture, she has long shoulder-length dreadlocks, and she wears two necklaces and has both ears pierced. Anyone having information should contact the Chicago Police Department in Illinois at 1-312-747-5789.
Wayne, Michigan. Darren Anthony Jackson II, 30 years old, missing since March 3rd, 2020. Brown hair, brown eyes. Hair in braids, tattoos on his right wrist and right arm and chest. Tony left willingly on foot. He asked his brother to drop him off in YPSILANTI, Michigan, exit 183 Huron Street. He Googled and walked in the directions and told his brother he was going to Indiana. Investigative agency, Detroit Police Department at 313-596-1240. Or you can call 910-343-1131. 910-232-1687.
Nevada. Richard Arnold, age 17, missing since April 29, 2022. White male, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'11", 140 pounds. In his picture, he has his left ear pierced, short hair, but one side's black and the other side's blonde. Anyone having information should contact the Las Vegas Metro Police Department in Nevada at 1-702-828-3111.
Park Forest, Illinois, Jerrica Laws, 24 years old, and this is a cold case, missing since 8/17/2015, age at disappearance, 24 years old, birth date is July 20th, 1991, 5'2", 140 pounds, brown eyes, black hair. Her nickname is Rick Rick, her ears pierced one time each. She was last seen in Park Forest, Illinois at 7 p.m. on August 17, 2015. She went for a walk on a trail behind her home on the 200 block of Lee Street, leaving her person identification card behind and has never been heard from again. Jerrica's family described her as a homebody and a churchgoer and stated she had undiagnosed mental disabilities. She enjoys walking in Park in Madison, Illinois, and attends church in Kankakee, Illinois, and she has family in Indianapolis, Indiana area. She does not drive, and it's uncharacteristic of her to leave without warning. Her case remains Derrica was last seen at the home of a family member on August 17th in 2015 in Park Forest, Illinois. She has been seen since. The case remains unsolved. Investigative agency, Park Forest Police, Illinois at 708-748-1309 or 910-343-1131 or 910-232-1687.
Tucson, Arizona, Ignacio Jimenez, age 16, missing since January 2nd, 2022, Hispanic male, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'10", 250 pounds. Ignacio may travel to Yuma, Arizona, and he may go by the name Isaiah. He does have a piercing in his left ear and short haircut. Anyone have any information should contact the Tucson Police Department in Arizona at 1-520-791-5059.
Newport State Police are seeking the public's assistance in locating missing 36-year-old Isaiah Zedel. He was last seen in Blaine, Pennsylvania. Isaac could be on his dark green Cannon Dial bike, which has straight metal handlebars, a water bottle racket, or a bottle rack, a small tool kit under the seat, and a rack above the back tire. He could still be in Pennsylvania, the Appalachian Trail, or another state. Isaac is 6 feet, 150 pounds, with light brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information regarding his whereabouts, call Newport Police at 717-567-3110.
Harrison, Arkansas. Dason Jones, age 17, missing since April 21st, 2022. White male, brown, light brown hair, blue eyes, 5'6", 130 pounds. He may travel to Bolivar, Missouri. In his picture, it looks like his hair is real short and he wears bandanas. Anyone having information should contact the Boone County Sheriff's Office in Arkansas at 1-870-741-8404.
Cold case. Springfield, Ohio. Amanda W. Romaine, 30 years old. Missing since July 5th, 2013. She's 5'2", 130 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. She has a tattoo of a koi fish on the right side of the neck, the word Danny on her right foot, and the word Romine on her left foot. Since on or around July 5th, 2013, reports state that it is believed that the last person to see her was her husband, Amanda's husband, Daniel Michael Romine, also known as Daniel Ward, died in his home in the 900 block of Avondale Avenue on December 2015. He was 43 years old. Authorities have named him a person of interest in his wife's disappearance. Her immediate family states it is unlike Amanda to not stay in touch with her family in such length of time. The case remains unsolved. Any information, the investigative agency of Springfield Police at 937-324-7680 or 910-343-1131, 910-232-1687. Kind of sounds like her husband did it if he committed suicide. McDonald might not be either. Can't live without her either.
True.
Yeah, 50-50.
Jacksonville, Arkansas. Warrick Baines, age 15, missing since February 22nd, 2022. Black male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 115 pounds. He does have short dreads with shoulder-length hair. Anyone having information should contact the Rock Police Department in Arkansas at 1-501-371-4829.
I lost my spot, but I went to... Yeah, I just lost my spot. Are you asking, your wife or me?
I'm asking you.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just being me. San Antonio, Texas. Williams, 15 years old, missing since 5-3-2022. Female, biracial, black hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 120 pounds. She's biracial, black and Hispanic. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, the Bexar County Sheriff's Office in Texas, or 210-335-6000.
Rand, West Virginia. Tamerlee D. Smith, age 15, missing since May 1st, 2022. Missing juvenile. Tamerlee D. Smith is 15-year-old female, was last seen May 1st, 2022 in the 5800 block of Church Drive in Rand, West Virginia. It is unknown what she was wearing. Tamerlee has long brown braided hair extending to her hips. Tamerlee is 5'7", 135-pound black female, and is described as having an athletic build. She has piercings in both ears, unknown how many, and piercings on both sides of her nose. Please contact the Kanawha County Sheriff's Office at 304-357-0169.
Norfolk, Virginia. Darian Warren, 15 years old, February 8, 2022. He's male, black hair, hazel eyes, 6 feet, 150 pounds. He may still be in the local area. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678, Norfolk Police Department in Virginia. 757-441-5610.
Adrian, Michigan. Demaya Bell, age 15, missing since March 24, 2022. Black female, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 140 pounds. Now, in her picture, she has a right nostril pierced, and she has both ears pierced. She has shoulder-length dreadlocks. Anyone having information should contact the Lenawee County Sheriff's Office in Michigan at 1-517-263-0524.
Oh, God. Joseph James Bruce Sr. vanished in 2018. His van was later found on the Spirit Lake Reservation. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for tips that lead to the arrest and indictment of the persons responsible for his disappearance and or death. No description. He looks like he could be Native. And he's got mustache in one picture and kind of a goatee in the other picture. And I don't have a no phone number, but it has pound sign MMIP, pound sign FBI Minneapolis.
Virginia. Kendi Akai Maxina, age 17, missing since January 18, 2022. Hispanic female, black hair, brown eyes, 5 foot, 110 pounds. In her picture, she has shoulder-length hair and both ears pierced. Anyone having information should contact the Fairfax County Police Department in Virginia at 1-703-691-2131.
Kaylin Oling, missing since January 10th, 2020 in Etna, Pennsylvania. Birth date is August 6th, 1999. Brown hair, 5'1", brown eyes. She's got black plastic frame glasses, 110 pounds. She's white, and she lived, I got to get the magnifying glass. She lived in New Wilmington. I know, it's getting old, sucks. And her father and stepmother and in Etna with her mother. Last heard from January 10, 2020 in the lower Etna, Pennsylvania area after meeting up with her ex-boyfriend, Michael DiMano, to get back her jewelry from her deceased grandmother. Last seen wearing camouflage pants, green blouse, black hoodie, white headband, white tennis shoes, black fingernails, and black ring on her finger. Kaylin has not been heard from since. No activity on her phone, social media, or her medical insurance. Any information, please contact your local FBI office or the field office in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. No phone numbers.
Houston, Texas. Missing since April 26, 2022. Heidi Ugia. Hispanic female, 5'3", brown hair. Brown eyes, 110 pounds. Characteristics, curly long hair, identifying marks, an eye tattoo on her right wrist, scoliosis surgery scar on her back, and dental braces. Last seen in Klein Collins High School. 20811 Ella Boulevard, Spring, Texas. And there is no phone numbers.
Michael Allen.
Wait a minute. If you have any information about Heidi's whereabouts, please contact police at 832-249-4266. Or 832-771-9825.
Michael Allen Wynn, missing since December 16th, 2021, from Chesterfield, Virginia. He was 56 years old at age of disappearance. Caucasian male, 5'8", 150 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He's got a tattoo on upper right arm. Last seen wearing orange and black long sleeve flannel. He was last seen leaving Chesterfield Magistrate's office after a hearing. He asked the trooper the best way to get to Petersburg from there. He was seen on camera near the phone, but hasn't been seen since. Investigating agency, Chesterfield City Police at 804-706-2966. Or the Center for the Missing Persons, 910-232-1687.
And I believe that'll be the last one. But please, everybody that's listening and has been listening, if you recognize any of the missing that we have reported tonight, if you don't feel like reaching out to the particular police departments or missing persons units, you can always reach out to myself or Lorna. And let's help bring these kids home and these adults home. Let the family members have closure. But I also like to say again, be sure to check out our website and our national Facebook page. And if you can help, we would greatly appreciate donations or purchasing something from our store. It helps us to be able to help you when you're in a time of need. Also, again, if you know something, say something. And just like Lorna and I both always tell everybody, be sure to share any missing flyers that you see on all social media platforms. And it doesn't matter what state they're from or where they're from. You just might be that link that leads to bringing them home. I don't know if you have anything to add there, Miss Lorna.
Yep, I do. I do. And
well,
like I said earlier. Huh?
We're not listening.
Like I said earlier, if you feel something's wrong in your gut, 9 times out of 10, it probably is something's wrong. Always, always follow your gut.
Yes. Yes, do that, because your gut never lies to you.
Your heart lies. I can tell you that, but your gut never does.
Exactly. And with that being said, I appreciate those of you that have tuned in. I appreciate all that you do for us. And just please help us to do more and share everywhere. And I'd just like to say God bless the missing worldwide, our children, our veterans, first responders, military. God bless America. And God bless the Defender 7. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Thanks, Lorna, for being here. As
yep.
usual, we do
yep.
take pride in what we do. And I just wish that we would get more call-ins and more participation in the group.
Yeah,
that
no
being
shit.
Said, that being said, God bless you all, and thank you for being here. Have a great night.
Good night.